In New Jersey, drug policy reform advocates are urging the state legislature to override Governor Chris Christie's veto of the Good Samaritan Emergency Response Act. The bill, which would give those who call 911 to report a drug overdose some protection against arrest for drug possession, passed earlier this year with broad bipartisan support in the state legislature. Drug overdose is a leading cause of accidental death, but all too often those who could report that someone has overdosed don't do so out of fear that they'll be arrested. Roseanne Scotti, the New Jersey State Director for the Drug Policy Alliance, says the governor's reasons for vetoing the bill don't appear to stem from what the bill would actually do.
He said that the bill didn't take into consideration all the complexities of the situation, and that what if the person wasn't a Good Samaritan or a drug supplier. But it's very difficult to understand that because the bill doesn't protect people from drug distribution offenses. It only protects them from drug possession offenses. And so you would have a situation where two people are using drugs together, as often happens when people are using drugs. They're with a friend, and one of them overdoses and the other is afraid to call 911 because there may be some possession amounts of drugs on the premises. So it was a little baffling why the governor chose to veto it.
In some respects, it sounds like the governor is saying it's more important to arrest somebody for selling drugs than to save the life of someone who's overdosing.
Well, that was exactly our point all through the campaign, and it's something that the parents, and we have an incredible dedicated group of families and parents who have just devotedly advocated for this bill. I mean, you know, that's what we've all been saying, that it's more important to save a life than to punish behavior, and it's more important to save someone's life rather than get a petty drug possession charge against someone. And there's 10 other states who have enacted these kinds of bills. Florida, where there is a very conservative Republican governor, Rick Scott, signed the bill down there. It's a bill that had no opposition in New Jersey and a lot of support from public health people and drug treatment providers, and as I say, the affected families.
What has been the record in states that have adopted a Good Samaritan law for reporting drug overdoses?
Most of the states that have adopted the laws have done it pretty recently, so there is not a lot of data at this point. The biggest study that was done was by the University of Washington. They did a study after their bill was passed and did find that two main points. One, that people who knew about the law were more likely to call 911. And two, it did not interfere in any way with law enforcement going about their duties and doing their investigations. So it was really a win-win situation.
And what's the record in New Jersey for death by overdose?
Accidental drug overdose is the leading cause of accidental death here in New Jersey. It surpasses car accidents. We lose about 700 people a year to accidental drug overdose, and that's why particularly the parents involved, as you can imagine, have not taken kindly to the governor's suggestion that there be an 18-month study to study the issue. Another 1,000 people will have died in that time, and we just can't wait.
Could this bill be characterized as promoting the treatment of drug abuse as a medical problem rather than as strictly a criminal justice problem?
Absolutely. That's the essence of this, is that saving lives and getting people medical help, getting people drug treatment help, that really needs to take priority. You know, we have had this failed war on drugs for more than 40 years now. And the way we've characterized success is how many people we arrest and how many people we put in jail. And we ignore all the indicators like people's lives that we've lost or HIV infections from dirty needles. And this is about saying these old policies have failed and we're going to take what's a relatively small step and say we're going to prioritize public health and saving lives over arrests and incarceration.
Is there an active move in the state legislature to override this veto?
There is an active movement among advocates and families, and we think it is going to begin to resonate with the legislature. I think the sponsors of the bill in the Assembly and Senate are open to this. We have had editorials in several papers now across the state calling for the legislature to override the governor's veto, and we are promoting a campaign. The families have been outspoken about this. It's very difficult to override a veto, but because the bill did have such broad bipartisan support, if indeed everyone, Democrat and Republican, who voted for the bill when it was passed by the legislature votes to override, and you need a two-thirds majority for that, then we would have the vote. So we're urging legislators to stick to their principles. They believed in this bill when it passed the legislature. Now let's believe in it as we move forward and try and get the governor's veto overridden.
Is there a timeline on this? Does it have to be done by a specific date before the bill goes back to the drawing board and has to go through the entire legislative process all over again?
We do have some time. The next possible date would be December 3rd. The full assembly meets on that date. We are planning to have many of the families at a press conference at the State House that day. And then we think that there's more support even in the assembly than in the Senate. So that would be a good place to start. And then they could vote on it over in the Senate before the end of the year. So we definitely have time to make this a reality.
But this does have to be done before the end of the year, otherwise they have to start again?
Yes.
Roseanne Scotti is the New Jersey State Director for the Drug Policy Alliance.